as we can see here, the lights have really just completely taken over the field.
We want to take a moment to thank our amazing anchor partners.
This is a dual-purpose facility. They play their soccer here. They also have a track that surrounds the field. The only downside of this field is because of the track that surrounds the field, a lovely dark purple track, that does mean all the stands are a little further recessed. So you're not on top of the action as you are at Carson Park. You do feel a little further away from the action. Energetic crowd, by the way. There were tailgaters in the parking lot as we came in, right, Derek?
Yeah, I saw them.
First and 10 for Hudson at their own 43. Steele, homie, back in at quarterback. Opposite to the near side for Peyton Pingle. Pingle, big gain along the near side. Past the 50, near the first down marker at the Memorial 44, and they're going to give him the first down. 6 seconds to go in the third quarter. They're going to let the last few seconds tick away. So that'll bring us to the end of the third quarter. Through three quarters of play, Hudson has opened it up. Hudson, here in week one, leads the Old Ames by a score of 42-20. Fourth quarter coming up on the other side of this timeout. This is the Eau Claire Sports Source on 93.5 The Tap.
Ladies and gentlemen, fall is here, and Muldoon's Menswear has you covered. Whether you're stepping out in style with a tailored Jack Victor suit, kicking back in a Tommy Bahama shirt, or staying sharp in 34 Heritage jeans, Muldoon's has everything you need. Fresh fall fashions are arriving daily, perfect for any occasion. From casual wear to outerwear, shoes and tuxedos. Visit Muldoon's today and find your perfect fit. Muldoon's Menswear, where style meets sophistication. Check us out online at Muldoon's.com.
Well, we go to the fourth quarter with Hudson leading 42-20. And they'll have the ball at the Memorial 46-yard line when we resume action. Scott Montesano with you, Derek Montesano as well. Don't forget, next week on Thursday we'll have North at New Richmond, and on Friday Regis at Bloomer. Derek, you ready for two games in one weekend?
Oh, you bet I'm ready.
By the way, it's still baseball season. You've got a baseball tournament tomorrow.
Yeah, I do have. I've got two games tomorrow.
Feels a little more like balls and strikes weather than first and 10 weather, but as I'll mention this in a moment, here's a first down run for Hudson. A big gain up the middle there for 11 yards down to the Memorial 35-yard line. Ball carried by
Dufick on the carry.
Dufick, Daniel Dufick.
First down.
But you know, here at this juncture of the year, and as we'll notice the next couple of days, it's going to be hot and humid, sticky, stinky weather, three shower-type temperatures with the humidity and all that. We're lucky tonight is as good of an August day as you are going to get. Not quite, you know, it feels a little more like early season football. You kind of wish they could start the season a little bit later, but you know, with the way the calendar is and all of that and the availability of Camp Randall and Madison and the playoffs, but you kind of wish they'd go back to, at the very least, the last week of August. I'd like to go back to not opening up your season to Labor Day to after Labor Day. Here's a second down and eight for Hudson, and trying to go wide to the near side was Max DeChamp, a senior, but nowhere to go. Good job by Memorial walling him off to set up a third down and 10. Memorial not able to contain those edges most of the night, a rare time they were able to do so right there. Here's the thing, though. You've got week one under your belt. You now got some stuff on camera that you can build upon. His homie on third down and 10 rolls out of the far side. Ah, tripped up in the backfield and sacked. Coming on in and taking all the meat off the chicken bone. That could be Luke Johnson, I believe, the senior. Yeah. Got the sack there. A loss of five on the play. And that's going to force Hudson the punt back in midfield. Hogan Murtha will do the punting duties for Hudson. So the Memorial defense gets another hold. There's Johnson on the sack right there. late guy coming on the field for Hudson on the special teams unit. Murtha will call for the ball near his own 45, takes the chin-high snap, right-footed kick. It's going to land at the Memorial 10, take a Hudson bounce to the 5, roll slowly to the 4, and die at the 4. And a beautiful punt by Logan Murtha. Memorial will take over at the shadow of their own goalpost down to our right. Derek, I know you're a big Bears fan. Bears, of course, are on Hard Knocks. They had that big segment on their punter this last weekend and how big those punters can be.
Yeah, they did, didn't they? It was just, the thing about the punter is when you see them, it usually means your offense didn't quite get what they wanted, but they still got a job to do.
New quarterback in for Memorial is Tom Westcott. Begins to empty the bench a bit. He did give it to Simmons on first and 10 from their own 4, and Simmons nowhere to go. Looks like Marcus Holmberg, the sophomore, now in at quarterback, and play will stop. We've got an old Abe who's down. So an old Abe is down. 9:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Hudson leads by 22. It'll be second down and 10 for Memorial at their own 4 when we come back in 30 seconds on 93.5 and the Eau Claire Sports Source.
If you want a metal roof on your house, here's a straightforward, gonna save you some money offer from
Bjorkstrand.
It's a brand new year, but if you lock in your metal roof right now, you'll get it at last year's price.
Bjorkstrand.
This roof is backed with a 50-year, non-prorated, and transferable warranty. Lock in your deal and get it for last year's price.
Bjorkstrand.
237-2678.
The injured Memorial Old Abe gets up. Can't quite see that number, Derek. Can you see who that is?
I think it's either 59 or 55.
Now, Luke Johnson has made that great defensive play. He's walking off under his own power off the far sideline, though. That's good. Second down and 10 for Memorial at their own 5. 42-20, Hudson leads this one early in the fourth quarter. Marcus Holmberg now in at quarterback. Throws near side, overthrows an open Brody Neff, which would have been a short gainer anyway. And it'll be third down and 10. Of course, for the Memorial parents and fans who came out here, a little bit of a headache of a drive getting out here. There was a big accident around exit 32 coming out to the west that had snarled traffic on I-94. Thankfully, Derek, I was very alert with my app, right? I avoided the traffic jam, went around a couple of side roads, and boom, we got here ahead of everybody.
Yep, I remember that.
Homer to throw over the middle. He's got a man open at the 25, but he just can't connect there. The ball goes off the hands of Bryce Hedke. Hedke cutting across the middle was open at the 25, and he couldn't pull it down for Holmberg, and that's one Hedke, the senior, knows he's got to pull down for Holmberg. It'll be fourth down and 10, and Memorial will have to punt it away. But what do we ever do before the advent of those apps? Able to avoid the traffic jam and all that, got out here, and still plenty of time, about a half hour later than we had hoped. But I-94, of all the driving I do across this country, there's nothing more than I dislike is driving on I-94 either towards the Twin Cities or from Eau Claire to Madison. You have no room to even move your right arm. It is always bumper to bumper traffic from Eau Claire to Madison and from Eau Claire to the Twin Cities.
After this, this is
Now, maybe part of it, the travel of the time of day and whatnot, but I'm traveling Eau Claire to Menominee a lot, and it's always busy. Eau Claire to Hudson, always busy. It was a delay of game penalty on Memorial, backs them up a little bit more, so now the punter Brown with his back heel against the back line gets the snap, gets a punt away, but it's not going to go far. It's only going to land at his own 15-yard line, and the ball will be deadened right there. And Hudson will take over at the 15 of Memorial. And that's obviously Brown was right underneath his own goalpost with no time to get the punt away. Brown, though, the junior, that's something that Memorial's going to have to work on a little bit here. That's he's got excuses for why he didn't get a good punt away there, but that punt, really the punts he's had today haven't been particularly strong. And, of course, if you play well, you don't have to use your punter, but a punter can really flip field position, flip momentum, and all of that. And Browns have got to keep an eye on to see how he improves as the season goes along. And that's the key thing here. You just want to see that improvement. Adair now in at quarterback. Looks like full time for Hudson. Hand off up the middle. He's going to go inside the 10, down to the 7-yard line. A gain of 8 on the play. That was Peyton Pingle on the carry. 42-20, all Hudson now with 8:30 to go in the ball game. Adair, again, hand off to Pingle, right up the middle, he's in for 6.
Touchdown.
A 7-yard touchdown run right up the middle by Peyton Pingle. That's his third touchdown of the evening. And it's a 48-20 lead for Hudson with 8:23 to go in the ball game. That's one thing sneakily, Derek. It seemed like Hudson had great field position most of the ball game.
Yeah, that's been the thing. They've had the ball a lot of times in the Memorial end.
A lot of plus territory opportunities for Hudson as O'Segan on for the extra point. The kick is good. And with 8:23 to play in the ball game, Hudson leads Memorial 49-20. Memorial ball when we come back right after this. On 93.5, Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner like Bill's Sports Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for fishing, like fresh live bait now in stock. Bill's Sports Shop appreciates the local support. Join their Bill's Sports Shop group on Facebook and share your favorite fish picks and videos.
Coming up after the game, we'll replay some highlights from this game and much, much more. Hudson leads this game 49-20 with 8:23 left to go. Scott Montesano with you, Derek Montesano as well. Memorial was very much in this game at halftime, down 28-20, but Hudson just too strong as the second half has gone along. And it seemed like Hudson was snapping it in the plus territory most of the night. Kickoff on its way, taken by Jackson Ziegler at his own 15-yard line. Works between the hash marks out to the 30. And Memorial will take over at their own 30-yard line. Well, we'll see what type of identity Memorial establishes as the year goes on. We heard Tom Westcott early in the offseason talk about trying to take advantage of speed for this team, and also in the pregame interview added in that element of physicality. Memorial's been a program that's produced Division I and Division II talent over the years. It's a program that usually competes for a playoff spot, and they'd like to get back into playoff positioning this year. Simmons takes the handoff from Marcus Holberg, who's taking the snaps now in the fourth quarter, and Simmons, who's had a positive game for Memorial, gains 5, maybe 6 up to the 36-yard line. Somehow Simmons' jersey is getting a little bit dirtied up, even though this is a synthetic artificial turf, Derek.
Yeah, that's how much he's been used in this game.
Getting a little, that white jersey getting a little bit muckied up. Holmberg to pass, throws it far side, but he underthrew his man, and it's going to be picked up at the 50-yard line, and going back along the far sideline is Ben Englund. Down to the 20, 15, inside the 5, and angled out of bounds. Holmberg underthrew his antenna receiver. Well underthrew him. It was a wounded duck coming out of his hands, right into the waiting arms of Ben Englund, and Englund returns it all the way down to the 5-yard line, and Hudson back in business. Well, Hudson will take over, first and goal to go from the 5 with 7:35 to play in the fourth quarter. Now, you know Hudson for years was a solid hockey program. in recent years, they've built up their baseball program. Their basketball program's gotten good, and now their football program in the last number of years has gotten good. This is still a community of only 15,000 people, but it definitely feels like there's an awful lot more that are here. There's a shock. Ah! Bad snap to Sam Simmons. The senior is now in a quarterback. It goes through his hands out of the shotgun, and he'll have to dive back on the ball back at the 17-yard line. So second down and goal to go from the 17 as Hudson's emptied the bench. Simmons takes the high snap, pulls it down. Handoff end around for Max DeChamp. He's got room inside the 10, down to the 5. He's in. Touchdown, touchdown for Hudson. As Max DeChamp, the touchdown run with 7:01 to go. 55-20 Hudson. As Hudson has scored 27 unanswered points with the extra point upcoming, and we're going to have a different kicker as well, it looks like. Nope, that's still O'Segan in to kick it. So Hudson will kick it up by 35. They kick this, I believe we get to the running clock if they convert on this. Hudson with some confusion as to who should be out there for the extra points, with a couple of guys late to get on the field. They're all set now. Operation is good, kicks on its way, and the kick is good. 7:01 to go. Hudson leads 56-20. Memorial Bowl right after this on 93.5 and the Eau Claire Sports Source.
Attention, gentlemen. Fall is here, and Muldoon's Menswear has you covered. Whether you're stepping out in style with a tailored Jack Victor suit, kicking back in a Tommy Bahama shirt, or staying sharp in 34 Heritage jeans. Muldoon's has everything you need. Fresh fall fashions are arriving daily, perfect for any occasion. From casual wear to outerwear, shoes and tuxedos. Visit Muldoon's today and find your perfect fit. Muldoon's Menswear, where style meets sophistication. Check us out online at Muldoon's.com.
The Memorial Old Ames hung with Hudson in the first half, hung with them and then some. But Hudson has scored 28 unanswered points in the second half and lead 56-20 with 7:01 to go in the fourth quarter. And Hudson is going to roll their way to a week one win, whereas Memorial will see some things they've done well and they will see some areas they're going to have to improve upon as they will take on a veteran-laden, senior-laden Chi High team in their final non-conference game next week. Scott Montesano and Derek Montesano with you, and Derek will get your thoughts in just a moment. 7:01 to go in the fourth quarter, and this ball is going to be kicked off by Keegan Holden, a sophomore for Hudson, as he gets some time. Right-footed kicker, end-over-end kick. Coming up to take it is Igor at his 20 for Memorial. Gets the 25-yard line, bumped into one of his own blockers, and can't get much farther. He'll be wrapped up at the 27.
So what I was thinking, what Memorial really needs is a better run defense. We've seen Hudson run the ball a lot, and they've picked apart Memorial every time on the ground.
All of it was speed plays on wide receiver sweeps, which you're not going to see too many teams just go wide receiver sweep or an end-around sweep to the right, end-around sweep to the left, end-around sweep to the right. But you're going to have to figure out a way to wall off those edges here as Holmberg hands it off to Zach Johnson. Nowhere to go. It'll be second and 10 at their own 28-yard line. The offense for Hudson, very effective, but it's almost like old-school Madden football when there was the glitch in the system where all you had to do was run off tackle every single play and you would score. People like me would route teams in Madden because you would just run on end around right, end around left, end around right. And that's pretty much what Hudson has done all night long. And Memorial, despite trying to have that identity of being a speedy team, at least tonight, against a very strong Hudson program, just could not match them on those edges. And once they look back at the film, they'll see where the blocks, where were there guys that could have missed blocks, who ran into blocks, that sort of thing. And you'll try to clean things up heading into next week. These games count, but at the same time, they're still non-conference, and your race to the playoffs begin in a couple of weeks when that race to four wins begins. Memorial picked up a first down on a Zach Johnson run. They've got first and 10 at the Hudson 42. Going to carry up the middle. We'll go for 2, maybe 3 yards here. Zach Johnson again on the carry. 5:30 to go in the ball game. Number of the crowd has vacated the ballpark. A lot of the student body has left, but a lot of the people still here. Holmberg to pass. Has time, now tucks it under, runs to the far side, spins away from a tackler as he gains a yard, and now is gang tackled down after a gain of a couple. That'll be it. And we got a Memorial to Abe, who's down in the secondary. We'll see who's down, but he's favoring his lower body. Whoever that is down with 5:02 to play in regulation. They're working on his left leg. 5:02 left. Hudson leads 56-20. Cheerleaders down to our right for Memorial. They came out today, made the hour and a 15-minute drive out here. Our next coverage of Memorial football will be in a couple of weeks when we'll have their Valley Conference opener at Stevens Point. All right, back to action. Third down and 5 from their own 47 for Memorial. Holmberg hands it to Johnson, going right side. He's in the plus territory near the first down marker at the 48 and stopped right there. We'll see if they give him the first down. So you got the backups in right now, but this is all still valuable time for all these guys who are underclassmen. And the reality is all these guys still put in the same amount of work as the starters. So they've earned chances to play as well as Johnson runs off the right side on first and 10 and gains about 5 there. And that still means something for these guys, right, Derek? Whether you're being buried or not, it's still a chance to play and have fun.
Yep, whether you're down 40 or you're down by just 4, play time is play time.
Marcus Holmberg trying to play around with the ball in the backfield. There seemed to be a miscommunication. He went to go hand it off, nobody was there. Spins around the backfield, makes a couple guys miss and able to get back to the line of scrimmage. Little backyard football there for him on a busted play. Third down and 5 for Memorial at their own at the Hudson 42. And before Holmberg gets snapped, whistle will stop play.
Before the snap, full start, offense, 5-yard penalty, third down.
That'll set up a third and 10. For Memorial. Yeah, this still means a lot for these guys who are playing and for their family. And you never know when these guys will have to see more significant minutes in the first half of a game at any point due to injury or ineffectiveness or anything like that. Holmberg to pass, throws it deep far side near the 20-yard line, incomplete. Threw it into 1-1 coverage. They're going to get a flag here. He was going for Josh Lorscher, the senior, the 6'5 senior. Side by side with him was Easton Sonnentag, and they're going to get Sonnentag on the foul.
Pass interference. Defense, number 15. 15-yard play.
I thought Sonnentag down there, 8, but they give it to 15. There's no 15 on the roster. There's no 15 out there, Derek. The ghost.
Oh, no, not the ghost.
That's why Hudson's been winning this game, right? They've got extra guys out there. They've had ghosts all night. First and 10 for Memorial. The foul move it to the 31 of Hudson. A short gain up the middle for a couple of yards. 2:25 and counting in this one. Stick around after the game. Full post-game show. We'll replay a couple of those Memorial touchdowns from the first half. Get Derek's final thoughts and set you up for next week as well. Holmberg to pass, but he's under duress in the backfield. Running around the 40-yard line, now flings it out in desperation. He finds Lorscher at the last scrimmage along the far side. Orcher's got plus yardage a couple of yards before he gets shoved out of bounds. Nice movement there by Holmberg to avoid the sack in the backfield. Third down and three at the 24. Johnson on the carry, trying to work his way through the right side of the line. He needed three, got 2.5. It'll be fourth down and a half yard to go with 90 seconds to play in the ball game. Hudson running away with it. They lead 56-20. Memorial with one last possession here. Fourth down and less than a yard to go at the Hudson 21. They give it to Johnson. Johnson wrapped up at the line. Did he get enough though? It'll depend on the spot. He needed to get to the 21, and they will give it to him. So first and 10 for Memorial. They're quickly back up on the ball. Final minute of the ball game. Quick pass, near side, short reception made by Ben Strayer. Strayer wiggles his way inside the 15, down to the 10 and a first down, a gain of 11. First and goal to go, 40 seconds and counting until the end of the game. Memorial trying for one last touchdown here. Try to have some fun for the backups. Holmberg floats it end zone, near side, incomplete. Now we do have a running clock because of the point differential, so the clock keeps running, 25-24. Memorial has time for probably one more play here. They hustle back to the line, 20-19-18. Holmberg calls the ball, knee-high snap, floats it near side towards the end zone, just out of the reach of Jackson Ziegler. 8 seconds to go. Memorial could use a timeout, but they're just going to let the time bleed away. The bread basket is empty. We just wait for the check. And there we go. The clock hits triple zeros. And that's the ball game. The Hudson Raiders pull away in the second half to win by the final score of 56-20. Hudson just too much for the Memorial Old Abes in the second half. Well, don't go anywhere. We've got full post-game show coverage coming up. We'll get our final thoughts on this game, recap the game, and replay some of the highlights. Derek will also have some key stats in this game as well. Hudson wins. They defeat the Memorial Old Abes 56-20. Post-game show next on 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Stay tuned for tonight's post-game show featuring a recap of the game and replay of some of the game's top highlights coming up next.
Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer with the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only radio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
It's time for tonight's post-game show, featuring a recap of the game and replays of some of the game's top highlights. Let's go back to the field and to Scott Montesano.
And welcome back once again to Hudson, Wisconsin. The Hudson Raiders outlast the Memorial Old Abes in the second half, winning by a final score of 56-20. This is a game that was back and forth in the first quarter. Memorial stayed close with a big final 5 minutes of the first half. At the end of the first half, it was 28-20 Hudson. Memorial seemingly had the momentum going into the halftime break, but Hudson got a big kickoff return to begin the second half, scored, never looked back, and Hudson eventually pulls away and wins 56-40. Scott Montesano here, Derek Montesano with us as well. And for Memorial, a lot of things to like. At the end of the day, though, they just could not keep up with a very good Hudson team.
Yeah, I think you put that very well. They hung with them for the first quarter, but then they got outscored 28-0 in the second half, and that's where I really draw it. They just need to be able to stick with the teams like Hudson in the second half, and they'll be able to compete with them.
Things you had to like, though, the running game for Memorial got going. Now, if you fall behind by 2-3 scores, you can't take advantage of it, but that experienced offensive line able to get a lot of big openings for Samar Simmons, who had a big night, and Tay Ferguson, big things expected out of him. He, too, had a big night with a couple of touchdowns and an interception.
Yeah, I really like Tay Ferguson. I think he could do some big things for these guys. Samar Simmons can also be big on the ground.
Well, let's look back at some of the highlights in tonight's game for the Memorial Old Abes. They were down 7-0 just 45 seconds into the ball game, and then they went 3-and-out right after that. But Memorial comes back. They get an interception, and a couple of plays later, they get this big play right. Well, a few plays later, they're down at the 11-yard line of Hudson, and Samar Simmons will get the first points of the season for the Memorial Old Abes.
Hand off again, Simmons. Simmons pushed a couple of guys. He's to the goal line. He's in. Touchdown. Touchdown for Memorial. And they're an extra point away from tying the score.
So Simmons, the touchdown there. Later on in the first quarter, this big play, Aaron Gunlott, the quarterback, connecting with Tay Ferguson, giving Memorial a short-lived lead.
Focus ride to go. Gunlock will look to heave it this time. Steps up, throws over the middle. He's got Ferguson. Catch made in stride into the 10. Down to the 5. Shakes off a tackler. He's in. Touchdown. Touchdown for Memorial. A 40-yard touchdown pitch and catch. Gunlock to Ferguson. And Memorial now leads 12-7.
And then later on in the first half with Memorial desperately needing a score to stay in the ball game, it was Ferguson again.
Third down and 5 from the 15 for Memorial. Gunlott takes the low snap, looking over the middle, throws to the end zone, far side, he's got Ferguson open, catch made, touchdown! Touchdown Memorial! Ferguson, the reception along the far side of the end zone. And Memorial answers right back. It's now 28-18 Hudson.
And Memorial would get the two-point conversion. They'd be down 28-20, very much in the ball game, but again, could not keep up with Hudson. Some key stats in this game.
Well, obviously Hudson, they had a great time from third downs. They went 5 for 10. Memorial, just 4 for 15, which is not something you want. Memorial did go 1 for 4 on fourth downs. Hudson had just the 1. Penalties in this game, Memorial had 7 for 55 yards, and Hudson 3 for 35. Total turnovers in this game, both teams ended up with 2, all 4 of them being interceptions.
Once again, Hudson wins 56-20. We'll take one more break. We'll come back, put the finishing touches on this one, tell you about an out-of-town score as well. And say our final goodbye for tonight. This is Eau Claire Area High School Football on 93.5, Eau Claire Hometown Media, and the Eau Claire Sports Source.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit savebythescan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. Savebythescan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
One final time from Hudson. Hudson defeats Memorial 56-20. We know the score here. Derek, there's another score we know from one of the teams we follow.
Yes, we do. Altoona and Fall Creek have wrapped up. It had about as many points as our game had in the first quarter. Altoona 24, Fall Creek 18, the final there.
Yeah, Altoona beating Fall Creek 24-18, and Fall Creek led that game going into the fourth quarter. So Altoona with a win in week number one. Well, we had a lot of fun here. We're back with you next week. And because it's still the early season, you get a chance for some more of those Thursday-Friday combos, and that's what we have next week. Thursday night, we'll have Eau Claire North at New Richmond. Eau Claire North at New Richmond, 6:45 broadcast start. And then on Friday night, we'll get an opportunity to watch Regis. It'll be Regis at Bloomer on Friday night. Don't forget, you can go to EC Hometown Radio, see the full schedule of our football games, plus basketball schedule will be released soon as well. Derek, final thoughts?
Well, all I can say is Hudson was able to bury Memorial in the second half, and just Memorial just couldn't keep up.
Well, long season to go here, and I think a lot that the Memorial learned that worked for them tonight as well. Well, big thanks to Derek Montesano for joining us, and of course, a big thanks to all of you as well. Huge thanks to Chuck and Chris back at the Palatial Studios of Civic Media as well. Well, that'll wrap it up for us here tonight from Hudson, Wisconsin. On behalf of everyone who made this broadcast possible, I'm Scott Montesano saying there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. Make sure to take advantage of it. And until Thursday night when we've got North against New Richmond, so long, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to this presentation of Eau Claire High School Football from Eau Claire Hometown Media, 93.5 The Tap, and Civic Media. For a schedule of other upcoming games, visit echometownradio.com or thetap.fm. This has been a presentation of Eau Claire Hometown Media, 93.5 The Tap, and Civic Media.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Another shakeup in the race for president. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. suspends his campaign and is supporting former President Donald Trump. The latest from CBS's Natalie Brand.
Trump and Kennedy appeared together at a campaign rally in Glendale, Arizona, Friday evening.
His candidacy has inspired millions and millions of Americans, raised critical issues that have been too long ignored in this country, and brought together people from across the political spectrum in a positive campaign.
The Harris campaign, reacting to RFK's news Friday, said in a statement, for any American tired of Donald Trump looking for a new way forward, they want to earn their support.
CBS News has learned that the Secret Service has placed multiple agents on leave as a result of its investigation into the assassination attempt on former President Trump. CBS's Stacey Lynn reports.
In a statement, the Secret Service spokesman said its review is progressing, but would not confirm the agents were placed on leave. He said the Secret Service holds our personnel to the highest professional standards, and any identified and substantiated violations of policy will be investigated for potential disciplinary action.
The officers put on leave include the head of the agency's Pittsburgh field office. A deadly stabbing attack in western Germany has left at least three people dead and some five others wounded. The BBC's James Reed says it happened at a music festival in the town of Solingen.
The attack happened in a central square where bands were playing. As Solingen marked its 650th anniversary, witnesses told German media that passers-by were stabbed at random. A huge manhunt is underway to find the attacker, who's not been identified. Roads have been blocked and residents told to stay indoors.
The White House says talks aimed at ending the war in Gaza will continue over the weekend. CBS's Linda Kenyon has details.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the talks, which began in Cairo on Thursday, are making progress. Admiral Kirby says U.S. officials, including CIA Director William Burns, are taking part in the talks, while President Biden, who has been vacationing in California, called the leaders of Qatar and Egypt. One sticking point is whether Israel will control a corridor separating it from Gaza and whether it would be willing to accept an international force to oversee it. Hamas has not participated in these latest talks. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Italian rescuers have brought ashore the body of the seventh and final missing person who was on a super yacht that sunk off the coast of Sicily. It's believed to be the 18-year-old daughter of British tech magnate Mike Lynch, who also died when the boat sank earlier this week. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Next Saturday, if anyone wants to join me, she's coming back to the Minnesota Senate. Just love that woman. That's another thing, is when you find a legislator that returns, you know that they are dedicated to the work that they're doing. So ask how you can help. There are a million different ways: writing postcards, making phone calls, door knocking, lit dropping. But we all need the help one way or the other. Not me this time around, but find somebody that you can believe in and get out there and help them in the best way possible.
Yeah, good point. And it was exciting to hear people talk about the $500 million that the vice president has gotten in the last 4 weeks, the $500 million. But also, I believe what the other side is worried about is that all these people that signed up to volunteer and what you're mm-hmm. talking about, Mary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the boots on the ground that really, really makes the difference. And it's amazing what you learn about your community, not just as a candidate, but also as somebody knocking for a candidate. I see neighborhoods I never knew existed. Yeah. I hear issues that I never would have thought about in a million years. And you know, you build those trusting relationships where if there is a problem, somebody knows that they can go and talk to a legislator about it and they'll listen to the issue. And so it's really that relationship building process. And sometimes it's hard to get yourself dressed and get out there. But every time I do, I come back with another nugget of information or support. Yeah, it's really an incredible opportunity.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that I would like to talk to you as a constituent of Minnesota State Legislature is really look into the civics class from when they're very young, and we'll get more people engaged, and it won't be how they feel maybe a secret society or whatever, and you're only learning it, half learning it, you know, in one semester your senior year. Let's have that being taught as young as first grade, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're working on those things at the legislature. I'm the chair of education finance. And so we do have an civics requirement for graduation now. And with our social studies and our ethnic studies requirements, all of those things are going to be part of it, because it's not just, like you said, a one and done class. You build on it. You build on understanding how your community works, what is needed, how we can all work together, how we can value each other's history and past and humanity. You don't just learn that in one semester. And I'm really glad you brought that up. Ooh, do you agree with me, Sylvia? Yeah? Do you agree? Yeah, Sylvia, she can hardly wait to get to school.
Yes, and but we'll miss her on Fridays.
Yeah, that's true. It'll be a few years yet, I think. We got to get these girls potty trained so they can get into preschool, you know? That's been our summer goal. Yeah.
Thank you so much, State Senator Mary Kunish. We'll see you Sunday here at the State Fair. Go up and see her at the Education Building, and then come on down to the store, and then go see all the Native American stuff. Great
Sunday
to see
is
you.
Indigenous Peoples Day, so there's lots going on. Thank you so much, Whoopi Latanka.
We'll see you. We'll be right back with Wendy Pilot and our Sacred Animals portion of the show.
Everyone likes a litter-free ride on Metro Transit buses and trains, so pitch in. Take pride in your ride and take your trash off with you when you get off at your stop. You'll find trash bins at every Metro station. Want to help clean up transit stops in your neighborhood? Join the hundreds who volunteer to adopt a stop and keep it picked up. Learn more at metrotransit.org/adopt-a-stop. That's metrotransit.org/adopt-a-stop.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
It's back to school time, which means getting back to school ready. One important thing to add to your to-do list this year is making sure your child is up to date on their vaccinations. Getting vaccinated will help your family avoid missing out on school, activities, work, family events, and vacation. Keep your family healthy by talking with your health care provider or visiting our free vaccination clinics in Minneapolis. Visit the City of Minneapolis website and search for vaccine clinics. A message from the Minneapolis Health Department.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How?
And here's Wendy with the new sacred animals.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Haley. Hey, everybody. My name is Hana Jihihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hana Jinga, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level, and it's always my pleasure to do that. Today, as everyone knows, I'm sure Robert's been talking about it. He is at the Minnesota State Fair, and we have a little store there in the West End Market called Native Roots Trading Post, and we have lots of good, fun stuff in there. So actually, some of my art is there. I painted a bison, and the bison print is on T-shirts and cards. I also made some jewelry, some beautiful pendants, resin pendants that have native corn and wild rice. When I make these items, I have a good way of my soul. I feel like good, and I smudge, and I make sure, you know, that I'm making this jewelry in a good way. So yeah, check it out. West End Market, Native Roots Trading Post. A couple of days ago, Robert put up a post on his Facebook page, and I really loved it. I'm going to tell you about it now. A whale was giving birth in False Bay. So False Bay is a bay in the Atlantic Ocean on the south side of the Cape Peninsula in South Africa. And the whale was giving birth, and sharks came, right, to get the baby. But hundreds of dolphins appeared out of nowhere and swam in circles around the whale, keeping her safe and keeping the sharks away. And the dolphins stayed with her until her and her baby were safe. And then the dolphins escorted them both to safety. And I can't say enough about these beautiful, majestic mammals that live in our ocean. They're just something else. So I want to ask everyone to boycott SeaWorld or any other aquarium that keeps these beautiful beings in captivity. Just don't go and tell people about it. You know, listen, I used to do a lot of stupid things when I didn't know. I did it out of ignorance, but once I learned that I didn't do it anymore. So hopefully I won't continue to do too many more stupid things in my life. Hopefully by this time I've learned a lot, but listen, I'm learning stuff every day. All right, so I've been saving these memes that I found on Facebook that I think are really funny. So for Fun Fact Friday, we will just talk about these funny memes. So here's a couple. It's a dog, two dogs, a wife and a husband dog, and a wife and a husband dog, and they're walking towards each other on the path, and they're meeting up and they're talking. And the wife dog says, "We've been married 1 year today." And then the husband whispers to the couple, "Feels like seven." I thought that was kind of funny. Robert has this joke that he says all the time if we're out and about and people ask us, like, "How long have you guys been married?" And I'll say, "Oh, 23 years. And Robert will say, "Yeah, it feels like 23 minutes underwater." So Robert always says that. He's going to have to come up with new material. The people hearing the joke think it's funny, but I mean, I've heard it a million times already, but anyway, okay, here is a little dog, and he's working in an ice cream shop, and there's a sign that says, "Got a cone, get a cone free." So there's a dog that's walking in that has a cone on its neck, and he's getting a free ice cream cone, and he's saying, "You guys are the best." Yeah, I thought that was kind of cute. This one's kind of funny. So this is a dog in a therapy session, and the dog is laying on the couch, and the therapist says to the dog, "Have you ever asked her, is it possible she had a reason to go out on that walk without you?" And this reminds me of our dog Wanda, you know, because I take her with me so many times. You know, if I could take her wherever I go, I bring her. You know, I mean, she travels on the plane with me back and forth to New York, you know, and I keep her crate in our car set up at all times so that, okay, we're going to pick up Chinese food. All right, Wanda, come on. You know, do you want to go for a ride and come with us? And she just comes, you know. So, you know, I could see Wanda, you know, when I say goodbye to her and I can't take her, she gets really sad. We found out that she goes to the basement and stays down there while we're gone. So we put a bed down there for her. So hopefully she lays in the bed. I don't know. We should set up a camera and see what she does. But if I'm away from the house and I saw her like pacing or being anxious or crying, I think that it would kill me and I have to just come home. Anyway. Here's a cute little meme, and this is a beautiful little kitty cat, and it says, a lot of people are confused by the concept of cat ears. So here's a little guide. 0 to 1 year old, just a little baby. 1 to 3 years old, just a little baby. 4 years to 9 years old, just a little baby. 10 years plus, it's just a little baby. So cats are always just a little baby. I could definitely attest to that. Here's one that says, be like a crow. Collect shiny things. Hop happily down the street for no apparent reason. Whatever you eat, eat with joy. Scream loudly when you see your friends. And Robert and I have a group of crows that visit our house almost daily. And a couple of them will go on the top of our garage roof and squawk really loud. And, you know, Robert will be like, oh, my friends are here. And I'll be like, Robert, the crows are here. And they come and they squawk and we throw out peanuts to them. And a lot of them will take a couple of peanuts in their mouth and fly away. But a few of them will go into the bird bath and drop the peanuts in the bird bath and wet them. And then, you know, you see them like hammering on it to open the shell and eat them right there. They're really, really smart animals. And they say that they could recognize people, you know, once they know who you are, they'll recognize you. So I'm sure as we're walking around our neighborhood with Wanda, the crows are out there and maybe they're saying, oh yeah, that's, you know, that's Wendy and Robert. They, you know, feed us, you know, they feed us those peanuts and bird seeds and all that kind of stuff. So hopefully they do. They're really, really smart. There's a really cute story of a little girl in Europe. And that's what she was doing every morning on her way to school. She would drop off like peanuts or popcorn or seeds or whatever she had. And the birds got to know her. And they knew where she lived, and they brought her things. And she had this collection. You could Google it and just ask, you know, a girl who got shiny objects from crows. And she collected them like in a little box. And the crows would pick up like little shiny things that they would find, or a little, you know, shiny rocks, and they would bring it and leave it for her. And it was like really, really a cute thing. And she really cherished these little gifts. And I'll tell my crows every time I go out there, like, where are our gifts? Like, I want some shiny stuff. So go out there and find some shiny stuff and leave them for us. Because, like, we feed them all year round, right? Well, I put fresh water out every day. We fill the bird feeder. We throw.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Angela Lang, the executive director of Black Leaders Organizing for Communities, is my guest host for the day. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Sometimes our healthcare system can feel impersonal.
Who can help my healthcare team understand what is important to me? Who can connect me with community services and health resources?
Community health representatives can. Community health representatives, or CHRs, live and work in our community, so they understand your unique health needs and can break down the barriers that get between you and the quality care you deserve. Want to learn more? See all the good community health representatives do at dhs.wisconsin.gov/CHR.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.